Let's see, going out for dinner, buying flowers, jewelry, candy. They're amongst the traditional ways loved ones celebrate Valentine's Day. But if you're looking for a gift that carries more meaning than possibly the most expensive dinner for two, try this. Write a love poem, says writing expert Dr. Diana Robb, who is with me on the line right now. Dr. Diana Robb, good morning to you.
Good morning to you over there in Illinois.
And where are you? You're in Southern California?
I am in Southern California.
It's early out there.
Yes, I got my early morning coffee here to talk to you.
good for you. Thank you for taking
time. Double shot of espresso.
You have written a book called Lust, and it's an award-winning poetry book. Tell me about this book, Lust.
Okay, Lust is an accumulation of poems that I've been kind of hiding away in my computer for over 20 years, kind of very sensual, loving poems. And it came out a couple of years ago, and it received really good reports. I think I've gotten to the crux of, you know, what people are feeling but are afraid to say, especially women. A lot of men feel that women do not express their, you know, sensual feelings as well as they possibly can. And I've opened up a lot of doors for a lot of people reading my book.
It's an award-winning poetry book, Lust.
Indeed.
And another one called Writing for Bliss. Where can we find these books?
Well, Lust, L-U-S-T, is available on, you know, at your local bookstores. You can order it, but it's also available on Amazon. And I also have it available on Audible for those people that like to listen to it. It's being read by an award-winning actress as well. Very sensual, good for lovemaking time. And Writing for Bliss only comes out in September, and it's all about writing for transformation and healing.
You are quoted as saying that now, more than ever, we need to instill love in our lives. Why is that?
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that, you know, especially with the, I don't want to go political, but the, you know, just the air out there, there seems to be a lot of tension. There's people that are disappointed. There are people that are happy, but I think we always, you know, I am from the love generation, so love has always been my higher power, and I believe now more than ever we have to kind of come together in a loving, compassionate way, and writing poetry and reading poetry is a really fine way to do that.
You have said that poetry is the voice of the soul. Tell me about that.
Well, poetry gets to the crux of our feelings. You know, it's a real minimalist kind of writing genre. And oftentimes, personally, when I write my poems, I go into sort of a trance. I don't, you know, the words come out, and it's just, they're real. There's no, they're not superfluous. They're just words that get to the heart of your feelings if you're writing, you know, poetry on a regular basis anyway.
I have one of your poems here. It wasn't your offer or the way you said it. It wasn't the way you did it or how you made me feel. It wasn't the time of day or the month of the year or the shape of the moon caressing us or how the sun rose when you smiled. It wasn't how the traffic zipped on the freeway or how you said goodbye. It was just the way you loved me and cared enough to ask. You wrote that.
Yes, I did. That's one of the poems in my collection, Lust.
How about you reading a poem to me?
Oh, dear. That was the one I was going to read to you. I guess now I've got to find another one. Okay. That's not hard, though. I can do that. You know, writing a poem is a way of celebrating your love for someone. And the joy of poetry is you can also use your fantasies and your imagination. Poetry, it can be fiction or nonfiction, or it could be a combination of the two. So that's the way my poetry is. I start out with a real feeling and image, and sometimes I just go into some other altered reality, can we call it? So this poem is called Speak. Speak to me like water that pours from your kitchen spout, an endless stream of molecular words to release your inner feelings to me. Release me from my misery and let us dance together in your stories as you remove every inch of my clothing, which you examine like a child who's glistening a stone on a remote beach as you whisper your admiration into my ear. Share your desires and haunts, and I will nestle them near my heart and nurture every syllable while you enter me. And when you are there, I shall sing a sweet song of joy and pray for lasting feelings. Release yourself into me as I clamp your essence shut. Tell me you've given me so much, and I will tell you the same. Twist your body around mine like a snake enveloping its prey. I am yours, and there is no other way to grasp it.
And that's in your book as well?
That's in my book as well.
That's the book Lust, and you've written other things. You also say that in a romantic gesture, another one is to craft a handwritten love letter. We had a conversation with another author a little while ago about that same thing. It's more permanent, engaging, reflective. You don't email those things, do you?
Well, you can, but I always loved the idea of stationery and sending it in the mail with, you know, sealed with a kiss kind of thing. The idea of writing a love letter is, you know, in the beginning you state your purpose. You might want to recall a memory that you had with the person, express your love for that person, and share why your life has changed since you've met them. It's basically your reaffirmation of your love, and you can summarize it by something as pat as, I can't wait to grow old with you if you really feel that way.
Wow. Diana Robb, my guest, PhD, memorist, poet, essayist, blogger, educator, award-winning author. She's written over 500 articles and poems, editor of 2 anthologies. Wow, you hold workshops and writing for healing and transformation and all those kinds of things. You also have an article on how to write a love poem. Give me a tip for writing a love poem.
Well, I think the best tip I can offer is first, start out by reading a lot of poetry, because I think that's very inspiring. The poems of Pablo Neruda, Rumi, Emily Dickinson, my book, Lust. And then just begin by making a list of how you feel about your lover and consider asking yourself questions or, you know, writing about how you met, what attracts you to the person, when you feel best with them, what are your fantasies, and highlight the phrases on your list that really resonate with you, and then craft them into a poem. And you can just put one thought on a line of each poem. The line break is a natural pause in your thoughts, and each line should have only one image.
You have a website that we can check out?
Absolutely. It's actually being revised as we speak, so if you want to have a real fresh website, I need another 10 days, although right now there is one that's live. It's Diana, DianaRaab.com.
Gotcha. DianaRaab.com. So check it out, and you can get the book Lust at Amazon or at your favorite bookstore. Diana, Dr. Diana Raab. It's not how much money you spend on Valentine's Day. It's the meaning behind your gift that really counts. If you're unable to craft your own poem or letter, consider buying a book of poetry. And read the book to your partner. This book, Lust, by Diana Raab. Diana, nice to talk to you. Thank you. You're a joy to talk with this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Diana.
Bye-bye. Have a nice day.
17 minutes until 10 o'clock is our time now on this Sunday morning. Good morning to you. It's Sunday morning easy on this Sunday before St. Valentine's.